This is Radio Wave with your host, a friend of Medjugorje.
We got two messages on December 25th, one from Yaakov and one from Maria. Our Lady's 25th message to Maria is short, and it typically is at Christmas. Yaakov's annual apparition and the message was very long. And I would say also in real time, in the circumstances that we see now taking place in the world. So we'll begin with Maria's message from Our Lady.
Our Lady Queen of Peace of Medjugorje's December 25th, 2020 message to the world. Dear children, I am carrying to you little Jesus, who brings you peace. Him who is the past, present, and future of your existence. Little children, do not permit for your faith and hope in a better future to be extinguished, because you are chosen to be witnesses of hope in every situation. That is why I am here with Jesus, that he may bless you with his peace. Thank you for having responded to my call.
Do not permit for your faith and hope in a better future to be extinguished. Why? Because we are going into darker days. Biden said that. Before the election, he was saying everything's going to change when he's president. And his Christmas message, which I said on our last broadcast, he goes out and starts saying that the worst of Corona is yet to come. And it's going to get darker and darker. Why did he say that? Because it's part of the plan. And on this broadcast, we're going to cover some things, how people have been so gullible and believing so many things about Corona that Our Lady has to establish in here that our future can be extinguished if we don't have faith and hope that it would be better. Because in the past and our present and where we're heading in the future is very bleak, because darkness and people who are in darkness and those who are trying to take power are planning for a dark future. What we can say who follow Our Lady, thank God that she is here. Because we wouldn't have any peace. There would be no way to go through these 40 years and the things that's assailing us this moment. So Our Lady says, that is why I'm here with Jesus, that he may bless you with his peace. Thank God that Our Lady's here to show us the way. Because without our messages, we could never be where we need to be. Well, we got the scriptures. We got the church. Look at the church. It's in crisis. Medjugorje visionary Ivan sent out a letter for Christmas. And he talked about our church suffering. He's a visionary. Our Lady has relayed about the church is in suffering. We all see that. We see the deep state in the church. It's not just a scandal. There's things happening actually bigger than that. You might think, how can it be bigger than that scandal? When people get rooted into certain positions, going for globalism, climate change, speaking for the church, redirecting it, that's a crisis. Our Lady calls us to witness hope, meaning there's so few people witnessing hope because everything's so bleak. In lockdowns, depression, so many lies. So many people are falling for these things. They don't know how to discern. Our Lady says, September 2nd, 2015, I will teach you truth that you may know how to discern. Okay, let's interpret that. You don't know how to discern. You don't discern what's happening in the world. With Corona, with the mask, deep state, the elections, all these things taking place, you're not discerning it correctly. So she's telling us back in 2015, I am here to teach you truth that you may know how to discern. So few people properly discern. And why is that? We have to go to Isaiah. Come and reason with me. But you have to reason with the scriptures. But for modern man, that's not even enough. You have to reason with Our Lady's messages. You can look at an idiot and define him in different ways. One definition that I want to call your attention to of an idiot is somebody who's destitute of reason. are not having ordinary intellectual powers of man. We have so many people like that, running around with a mask, without any research, without any understanding what's going on, and why they're using this corona to control you. You just go along with it. Some of you know it's wrong. And there are many people wearing a mask, destitute of reason. And you might want to say an idiot. Not having ordinary intellectual powers of man. That's common sense. If you use your common sense, you will know something's wrong with all this mask, all these vaccinations. We have a clip we want to play regarding a book that was written 60 years ago. Ken Matthew, a broadcaster, talked about this book that he had read it 40 years ago. And it describes everything today. I've always been against the universities and education. My oldest son, in 1979, maybe 1980, and through their grade school, I would tell them, you're not going to a university. Through high school, don't even think about that. You'll be equipped by the time you get to 12th grade to know everything you need to know. Our children here in the community are the same ways. They're far advanced than the university people. Because a lot of people out there that's educated, they really are idiots. You may think that's harsh. Listen to this clip about this education system, how it's been used for propaganda, how it conditions everybody going to the universities and education in high school to accept things that if you stop and reason out, you would not buy into it. I've had a version all my life of the education system deep down in my heart. If your children's in the university, pull them out now. I'm telling you. It's a dangerous place to be. If you're saving money for a new university education, put it in silver or go buy you some land. It's an evil path. The system is ruined by the devil. So this book, 60 years ago, explains that. And it talks about the integration of propaganda is through education. And that's why we have these problems we have today. Because intellectualism makes people idiots. What we're going to play after this broadcast, go back and listen to what Ken Matthew says a second time. And order this book, Propaganda. Because he says he read it in college and it saved him from what everything happened to everybody else. Listen carefully.
I want to mention this book. I want to share this part. I've been raving about this book. It's called Propaganda. The Formation of Men's Attitudes by Jacques Ellul. Okay. And for people who may remember Jacques, he wrote The Technological Society. But the thing that's so fascinating, this is almost 60 years old, this book. This was written in 1962. And I first read it 40 years ago as a freshman in college. So tell me this doesn't fit what's going on over the weekend and today and all year. Modern propaganda cannot work without education. This reverses the widespread notion that education is the best prophylactic against propaganda. On the contrary, education, or what usually goes by that word in the modern world, education, is the absolute prerequisite for propaganda. In fact, education is largely identical with what Ellul calls pre-propaganda. Education conditions the minds with vast amounts of incoherent information already dispensed for an ulterior purpose and posing as facts framed as education.
You understand that? The education system indoctrinates. And that's why you can't change these liberals and the leftists and even the people, some on the right, because they already know everything. And they're so conditioned to accept all these things taking place now.
He follows through by saying, intellectuals are virtually the most vulnerable to all modern propaganda for three reasons. They absorb the greatest amount of secondhand, unverifiable information. They feel a compelling need to have an opinion on every important question of our time, and thus easily succumb to opinions offered to them by propaganda on all issues. Think about your leftist uncle at Christmas dinner. Think about who you don't want to talk to on New Year's Day. They feel compelled and to have a, quote, educated opinion on all issues because they heard something. They didn't prove something. They didn't research something. They don't have evidence of something. They heard something. And number three, intellectuals consider themselves capable of judging for themselves, and that's why they need propaganda. They don't want to do the research or the evidence. They just want you to hit them with some stuff and they'll decide. And it could be right, it could be wrong, it doesn't matter. And then one last thing from this book. I would say this should be required reading in college, but this probably will never make it into a college classroom. I saw it because I have it. This is the very first page of this guy's book. Only in a technological society can there be anything of the type and order of magnitude of modern propaganda, which is with us forever and only with the all-pervading effects that flow from propaganda can the technological society hold itself together and expand.
All-pervading, technological, 1960 this is stated, and he's going to talk about how it holds the whole tech world together and expands it.
It operates instead with many different kinds of truth. Half-truth, limited truth, no truth, truth out of context. Even Goebbels always insisted that the Wehrmacht communiques be as accurate as possible. Now, I know this audience knows who Goebbels is, but if you're talking with your liberal cousin on New Year's Eve, explain, he was the propagandist for Hitler. And even he knew you have to start with truth. You start with truth. COVID is a virus, and it can kill you. That's truth. And then you spin it from there. People died from COVID. That's truth. You spin it from there. You say, everybody died from COVID. All kinds of people are dying from COVID. I just got an article here from Wisconsin that says they're doing this again. They just don't do it in Wisconsin. They've done it all over the country. They recategorize deaths. So if you had the flu, COVID. You got hit with a railroad tie in the eyeball, COVID. You fell off a building, COVID. We had that thing the last time I was on the show. I think it was Kansas City. I'm not sure of the city. Don't quote me. Two gunshot victims came in. An EMT said, hold on a second. One of them was dead, by the way, just so you know. This is actually from someone I know. Secondhand, this is from someone I know. One of them was dead. And they said, hold on, because they were removing that body, sadly. Let me test him for COVID. This is where we are now. But the whole concept of propaganda and propaganda techniques, that's what got us to where we are in December of 2020. That's why we're here. Because giant segments of our population believe this is the Black Plague. And we shut our economy down. We opened every door you can open for fraud to come into our election. Every mistake you can make, politicians took advantage of. And then what you do with propaganda, you put a layer of enforcement over the propaganda. Now, in places like Germany in the 30s, and then, of course, it escalated to something horrible. But even in China now, you can be beaten or you can be arrested if you don't play along with it. Now, in America, what happens, the enforcement lever for propaganda in America is you're off the platform. You'll never be on this show again. You'll never work here again. You'll never get a reference again. You could be the greatest employee in the world. And you know, if you show up tomorrow and you say, you know, Hal, I've been thinking about it. I really think that the election was stolen. Well, you better hope Hal agrees with you, because if he doesn't, you're a marked person. You're in trouble now because you went against the propaganda. And this is what most Americans know and they understand. And the reason the intellectual aspect of this is so important, and I called out intellectuals, is we put too much faith in them. We put too much faith in Dr. Fauci. Let me tell you why. He's a liar. So I don't care if you have a PhD or if you're on the Supreme Court. If you're a liar, you have no credibility with me and with most Americans. This has been the Great Awakening for 2020.
So Matthew says Fauci is a liar. I said that 2-3 months ago. Even before that, longer than that. Why is he saying it now? Because Fauci, in an interview with New York Times on Christmas Eve, just a few days ago, admitted that he lied. The New York Times says that he played around with the numbers of the vaccinations required for herd immunity in order to subtly encourage the Americans to get vaccinated. See, you say whatever you have to say for your agenda. And if you listen to the broadcast, and you should go back to it, or you're a non-thinker, that's all about the vaccination. That's what this whole thing's about. And it's dangerous to get this vaccination. Fauci says, quote, "When polls said only about half of all Americans would take a vaccine, I was saying herd immunity would take 70 to 75%. Fauci continues and says, "Then when newer surveys says 60% or more would take the vaccination, I thought I can nudge this up a bit. I went to 80 to 85. Blatant lie. And those who are destitute of reason are not having ordinary intellectual powers of man makes the one who has believed all these things are idiots. Fauci, and this was wrote months ago, lied about the mask. Early in the so-called pandemic, Fauci claimed there is no reason to wear masks to prevent the spread of the virus, as they probably would not work. And later, he said you have to wear them, because they do work. For over 2 decades, I've been telling you, I've been writing, we've been preaching, we've been talking about on our pilgrimages to Medjugorje, people who come in here on our talks, on retreats, that we're in an antichrist system. Not last year, not 4 years, 5 years ago. We've been piping this out since 1990. It became clear to me through the messages of Our Lady. Now we have Archbishop Vigano coming out December 23rd. He states, "In my opinion," Vigano writes, "we are witnessing represents the general rehearsal for the establishment of the kingdom of the Antichrist." Is he right? Yes. Was we right 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? It's easy to see it now. But nobody was saying it 10 years ago. But it's in your face. I'm not criticizing Vigano, but it's easier after being an icebreaker saying this over and over and over. And when it manifests, people will jump on the boat. Because they want to be an icebreaker. We're not interested in that. We're interested in to teach you what Our Lady taught us. Going back to Vigano's quote, "Rehearsal for the establishment of the kingdom of the Antichrist, which will be preceded by the preaching of the false prophet, the precursor of the one who will carry out the final persecution against the church before our Lord's definitive and crushing victory." We've got all through our writings. This is the first phase of the Antichrist. Our Lady is here to crush his head. And that's why we say everything's going to crash. That's why we've been showing you the Corona vision, to be ready for this. That we're witnesses of hope for those in the future when the final Antichrist comes, perhaps a century from now, because we're not going to let all the technology, when it falls, without trying to come back later with it. So Our Lady's here, a precursor before Jesus' second coming and her second coming here. So Our Lady shows us in real time through Yaakov's message what is in front of us.
Yaakov's December 25th, 2020, Christmas Day message. "Dear children, also today, Jesus is here beside you. Even when you think that you are alone and that light does not exist in your life, he is here and has never left you or distanced himself from you. The light of his birth illuminates this world and your life. His heart is always open towards you to receive your every pain, every trial, fear, and need. His arms are extended towards you, that as a father, he may embrace you and tell you how important you are for him, how much he loves you and cares for his children. Children, is your heart open towards Jesus? Have you completely surrendered your life into his hands? Have you accepted Jesus as your Father, to whom you can always turn, and in him find consolation and everything you need to live true faith? That is why, my children, surrender your hearts to Jesus and permit him to begin to rule your lives, because only in this way will you accept the present and be able to face the world in which you live today. With Jesus, every fear, suffering, and pain disappear, because your heart accepts his will and everything that comes into your life. Jesus will give you the faith to accept everything, and nothing will distance you from him, because he firmly holds you by the hand and does not permit for you to distance and lose yourselves in difficult moments, because he has become the Lord of your life. I bless you with my motherly blessing.
Did you catch all those things? Did you see what I just said? Incredible stuff. I had to go to the store today. I didn't wear a mask. Everybody's wearing masks. They tell me to put it on. I said, I'm not going to do it. A man passes me with a mask, and he greets me with my name. I haven't seen him in years. He goes to our church. Actually, him and his wife is godfather and godmother of my oldest son. And he said his wife was in the hospital. She's got corona. They just moved her into ICU. She's on a breathing machine. I keep in my pocket the CD about the mask and all these things. I responded to him that this whole corona thing is a lie. Is it real? Yes, it's real, I told him. But what they're doing and how they're counting this and how they're using this is to condition everybody. Then he admitted, well, she had a bigger problem than that. And I gave him some more advice about that. And I gave him the CD that we give out to everybody, which is about the vaccination and corona and the mask. And I said, we'll be praying for her. And his disposition was that he had doubts about that also concerning the corona. Yaakov's message is incredible. That you're alone and that light does not exist in your life. If you're locked down, you're depressed in home, you can't go out to restaurants, you're losing all these things. Think, why is all the restaurants shutting down? It's not because of corona. It's because God is allowing it. Because if you work on Sundays and you go and patronize these restaurants on Sundays, then why should they be open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? The Sabbath is a Sabbath, a holy day, not to be working, nor should you be paying for somebody to work for you on Sunday. Look what happened when sleeping covers that this is one of the major commandments that we have broken and therefore broke all the rest of commandments. It's tied to Sunday. These restaurants, if you want to open back up, you better be closing down on Sundays. And if you know people that have restaurants, tell them to shut down on Sundays. And you don't go to them on Sundays anymore. And light will come back into your life. Because Jesus has never left us. He's not left the people who are suffering. And you know what he's done. He has not distanced himself 6 feet away from you. You think this by accident? He is here and has never left you or distanced himself from you. That is a contradiction, and that refers to this lie of 6 foot. If you can't get corona 6 feet away from somebody else, then why you got to wear a mask? And where 6 feet came from? Nowhere. There's no science to that. We've researched that. We didn't go by intellectualism. From the get-go, the person who came up with that, it was arbitrary. It's a lie. His heart is always open towards you. Is the people 6 feet apart, hearts open to you? My son's godfather, he opened his heart to me. He was staying away from me. I didn't have a mask. Our lady told Yaakov, his heart is always open towards you, not away from you. Go to the people. People need warmth. They need love. Why? Towards you to receive every pain, every trial, fear, and need. Many are suffering from these four things. And Our Lady says this, his arms are extended. If you extend your arms to somebody, you can't reach them 6 feet away. Isn't this interesting? His arms are extended towards you. Are you getting it? Do you hear that? And then Our Lady says, that he may embrace you. That's hugging. People need that. When we had a retreat here, October, we told people, don't wear no mask. They was hugging, everybody's next door, social closeness to everybody. We've not done anything to separate ourselves from the public or anybody else. What is all this verbiage about, Our Lady? He will embrace you because he cares for his children, she says. You need more? Is that just coincidental? Our Lady's not talking about all this situation? We know that we are to see Jesus in everybody. Children, is your heart open towards Jesus? Those people you're passing on the street are Jesus. You have to find the Jesus in them. Have you completely surrendered your life into his hands? That means Jesus is holding you, touching. How he refers this consolation. And that you need to live true faith, Our Lady says. We pray here at Caritas that we won't live a second longer than his appointed time for us. We pray for a happy, holy death. God knows that moment. So why should you worry about corona or anything else? You say you can't be reckless. Well, God's got your appointed time. You're praying for it. You don't have to worry about it. Nobody want to face what's happening with the world today. But Our Lady said, permit Jesus to rule your lives because only in this way you accept the present and be able to face the world in which you live today. What kind of world do we live in today? A covered up face? Our Lady said, face the world. A smile means something. Look at the doom and gloom in the culture. It's darkness. And everybody's following this. Nobody's resisting. Or at least almost nobody. You know, the United States, us freedom people, and independent as we look at ourselves, they're having riots in Europe. They're rebelling against the mask all across Europe. They're not accepting it. I'm shocked how we turn into little sheep and follow in this darkness. And here she goes again. Jesus will give you the faith to accept everything, and nothing will distance you from him. Your brother is Jesus. He may not be holy, but he's got a soul made by God, no matter how much a beast of a man can be. His soul is of God. And Our Lady goes, after saying nothing will distance you from him, she says, because he firmly holds you by the hand. My friend I met today said he can't go see his wife. He can't hold her hand. He can't go in the room. There's something wrong with this. But if you think it's not so, it's because you're destitute of reason and you're not reasoning things out. He firmly holds you by the hand and does not permit for you to distance. There it goes again. 3 times in this message. Social distance, you've heard at least 3 times today. Are you reading in the stupid grocery stores, 6 feet apart? How dumb. Does not permit for you to distance and lose yourselves in difficult moments. Strange verbiage. For the things that we see going down the road, walking down the sidewalks, even people in the houses. She follows that after distance and lose yourselves in difficult moments because he has become the Lord of your life. You don't have to worry about anything if you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. There's nothing you have to worry about. You pray when he wants to take you. And because you put on a mask, you can't say that's like walking in front of a car and getting run over. That's how reckless that is. That's false. Do your research. You heard in the book, Propaganda. It is absolutely the first thing for propaganda. In fact, education is largely identical with what is called pre-propaganda. The conditioning of the minds with vast amounts of incoherent information dispensed for the purpose of posing as facts. Education, by designating intellectuals as virtually the most vulnerable of all to modern propaganda. Why? Because it says they absorb the largest amount of secondhand information that can't be verified. Interesting that our lady says distance three times in this message. You can't tell me she's referring, in the words of the mystery, of what she wants you to understand. 6 foot distance. Three times. Six, six, six. Did you know 777 is a perfect number? And that 666 is a flawed number. A failing number. Why was it 7 foot distance? Or maybe 5 foot distance? How did it end up 666? Our Lady's messages has things to discover that she wants you to reveal. Yanko's message is amazing. When I said in early the broadcast that it was about now in real time, even though we'll speak again for the second time the Antichrist comes, because we're not being taught. We're not getting what we need to get from our bishops. I'm writing something very, very strong about the bishops right now because we can't wait anymore. We have every answer we need, the healing of the world and the church and the individual soul, and they don't touch it. It's time we confront. That's what I already said, September 2nd, 2015. I will teach you truth that you may know how to discern. May 2nd, 2008. I will teach you simplicity of life, not intellectualism, but simplicity, common sense. Remember, Our Lady gave the message, my son is the light of common sense, not a degree with all these kind of letters behind it, PhDs, etc. October 25th, 1994, the Most High has granted me to be with you and to teach you and to guide you on the path of perfection. August 12th, 2019, I desire to teach you and to educate you. We've got more education going, more schools than ever in the history of the world. And she says, I desire to teach you and educate you. Why? Because we're educated the wrong way. November 29th, 1984, I have come on earth to teach you how to listen out of love. Not out of humanism, but out of love. August 28th, 1986, I shall be able to teach and lead you on this way which I have begun with you. And the last one, to give you more, there are more messages about teaching. But this last one, October 15th, 1990, I am your mother, and I always want to teach you something new. End of story. And we're in the Christmas season, and much of what you heard is not pleasant. So we'll give you something sweet of all this bitterness and all these difficulties and all these things to contemplate that weighs heavy on the heart. Andrea Bocelli has an incredible voice, and he's blind. But God gave him a gift. We're going to play a little bit of note, not for his voice, but for his granddaughter, who's only 5 years old, how he must have cultivated her voice, passing on his witness of what even a five-year-old can be capable of. That's what Our Lady's looking to us to be taught like children. As she said, to guide you on the path to perfection. Listen to the voice of this 5-year-old girl.
Well, I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. Well, you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the mighty fourth, and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. La fede mia mi abbandonò, si perse ma si ritrovò, perché smarrito sempre la cercai. Bellezza, incanto e nostalgia ferirono la mente mia, che in lacrime gridava un alleluia. Alleluia. Santo nome tuo dirò, un nome che oramai non ho paura che risuoni dentro me. Di luce esplode la poesia come una sacra sinfonia che intona per il mondo. Couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I've told the truth, I didn't come to fool.
Such a beautiful voice out of a little girl, following the witness of her grandfather. And Our Lady said in Yaakov's message something astounding. Have you accepted Jesus as your father? I thought it was a translation mistake. That it should have been, have you accepted God as your father? But Our Lady said it again, referring his as Jesus, arms are extended toward you, that as a father. And Our Lady refers to him a third time as a father. He loves you and cares for his children. Our Lady is saying something about fatherhood and how the children be talking and get advice from their father in the family. I wrote long ago in How to Change Your Husband, the common thing is fatherhood. Our Lady has been established in this for years because fatherhood has been demasculated and all the societies of the world suffering from this. So we end with the Christmas hallelujah to contemplate everything that's been said and give you the consolation of Our Lady's love.
Fifth, the mighty fall, the major lift.
We wish you, Our Lady. We love you. Good night.
This ends the Radio Wave broadcast with a friend of Medjugorje. These broadcasts are available as CDs, which are sent directly to your doorstep on a monthly subscription. For information, contact Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.